In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, you instructed the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant us by the same Spirit to have a right judgment in all things, and ever to rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the second book of Kings. Naamah, the army commander of King Aram, was highly esteemed and respected by his master, for through him the Lord had brought victory to Aram. But valiant as he was, the man was a leper. Now the Arameans had captured in a raid on the land of Israel a little girl who became the servant of Naamah's wife. "If only my master would present himself to the prophet in Samaria," she said to her mistress, "he would cure him of his leprosy." Naamah went and told his lord just what the slave girl from the land of Israel had said. "Go," said the king of Aram, "I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." So Naamah set out, taking along 10 silver talents, 6,000 gold pieces, and 10 festal garments. To the king of Israel he brought the letter, which reads, "With this letter I am sending my servant Naamah to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When he read the letter, the king of Israel tore his garments and exclaimed, "Am I a god with power over life and death, that this man should send someone to me to be cured of leprosy? Take note. You can see he is only looking for a quarrel with me." When Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his garments, he sent word to the king, "Why have you torn your garments? Let him come to me and find out if there is a prophet in Israel." Naamah went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. The prophet sent him the message, "Go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will heal, and you will be clean." But Naamah went away angry, saying, "I thought that he would surely come out and stand there and invoke the Lord his God, and would move his hand over the spot and thus cure the leprosy. Are there not rivers in Damascus, the Albini and the Pharpars, better than the waters of all of Israel? Could I not wash in them and there be cleansed?" With this he turned about in anger and left. But his servants came up and reasoned with him. "My father," they said, "if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? All the more now, since he has said to you, 'Wash and be clean,' should you do as he said?" So Naamah went down and plunged in the Jordan 7 times, and at the word of the man of God, his flesh became like flesh of a little child, and he was clean. He returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." The word of the Lord. "Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? As the hen longs for running waters, so my soul longs for you, O God. Athirst my soul is for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Then I will go to the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God. Athirst is my soul for the living God. When shall I go and behold your face? Praise and glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I hope in the Lord, trust in his word. With him there is kindness and plenteous redemption. Praise and glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue of Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you that there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath, in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, led him to the brow of the hill, and on which their city was built, to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we have two readings. One in the Gospel where Jesus upsets people because he says that there's no honor for him in his hometown. And it's very obvious because there they try to throw him off a cliff to basically see him dead. In the other, we have the story of Naaman, the leopard that Jesus spoke of in the gospel reading today, and his healing by the prophet Elisha. And he was angry too, because he was told something by the man of God that really upset him, because he was expecting something miraculous. And this is something that a lot of people get when they get mad at God for not doing what they want of him. You see, the problem is most people, when they hear a quote-unquote preacher teaching Christianity, they get a health and wealth kind of gospel, a gospel that says if you will only believe, you will be wealthy, you will be healed, you will have good success in life, everything you want will be yours. But this is a false gospel. This is a lie from the pit of hell. This is something that has deceived many, and today it needs to be spoken about. You see, Jesus in his gospel points out that there were many widows in the land of Israel during the time of a severe famine, and yet only one widow, one in Zion, the widow of Zarephath, was cared for by God in a very miraculous way. Same thing with Naaman. He was the only leper that we know about that was healed by the prophet Elisha during his ministry. And it should make us stop and pause for a minute. Make us stop and just really realize what the gospel message is. Because the gospel message is not an easy life. The gospel message is not about health, wealth, and prosperity. The gospel message is about knowing God, coming to salvation, and having the blessing of life everlasting. That is what the gospel is. And in both of these cases, because these individuals did not hear the gospel that tickled their ears, they were upset. Just like many here get upset with God when answers to prayer fail. But my dear brothers and sisters, I got to ask you, were you asking for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? Were you asking for God's? Because if it was God's, you would accept the bad things with the same attitude that you would accept the good, because you would simply realize that God is still in control, and if something bad does happen, if the worst does come about, God's got you. And this isn't all there is, because we are looking not to this world to be forever and eternal, but we are looking for a life everlasting, a life with God in eternity beyond this life.